This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
I'm Alex Chadwick. When a nation has more people than any other country in the world, it's got a huge labor force. China has a history of mobilizing its masses for a common purpose.
Recently, there was the huge rescue effort after the earthquake in Sichuan province. Now, with Beijing poised for tomorrow's beginning of the Summer Olympics, a full-fledged hospitality campaign is underway. And from Beijing, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
This is Olympics number 8 for me as a reporter, and even though the countries and stories change, there has been one constant. Magnificent athletes soaring to heights unimagined? Sure, there's that, but actually, I'm talking about the McDonald's at each Olympics in the main press center cafeteria. The Mickey D's always have friendly natives to serve up a double cheeseburger and Coke, but I have never encountered a McDonald's greeter.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Nor have I ever seen the counter help a dozen strong break into a well-rehearsed cheer. The chant, "We really hope China wins," doesn't exactly jibe with the "One World, One Dream" motto of these Olympics. But it's just part of the show at the Beijing Press Center McDonald's, Maidong Lao as it's known here, where the mood is infectious, according to this one NBC employee who didn't want his name used.
You're excited to come over.
Yeah,
we walked all the way from across the street. Yeah, they're happier to be here than we are, than some of the athletes probably.
There are more than 10,000 athletes expected at these Olympics. More than 20,000 journalists. It's a whopping number that is absolutely dwarfed by the nearly 500,000 people organized here to help and charm Olympic visitors, many of whom come to China wary of the country's authoritarian regime. Walk up the pedestrian mall on Beijing's Wangfujing Street this week, and you can't help but run into a small group of Chinese teenagers. They're standing in front of a small sign propped up on the sidewalk. It reads, "Need help? We speak English, Korean, Japanese, Spanish, and Chinese." And indeed, they do, including Wang Chenxiang, who turned 15 last month.
You know, this street is very beautiful, and many foreigners are here. Yeah.
And then in Spanish?
Spanish. Esta calle hay muchos extranjeros y es muy bonita.
And then in Japanese?
Japanese, okay. ここには外国人がたくさんいます。それにここは本当に綺麗な街です。
And then in Korean?
Korean? 여기에서 외국 사람을 만나요. 여기는 진짜 예뻐요.
She and her friends wear white shirts that have written on them, "China loves you." Aside from the plainclothes police who hauled a street vendor off the mall and into a nearby building a few moments earlier, that love is evident. And what the natives would like out of the Olympics is a little bit in return. International acceptance, respect for China, once called the sick man of Asia, those are big. Up the street, one of the city's many volunteer booths is staffed by 8 young people who don't have as good a command of different languages. They all speak simple English, says a woman named Ling. She describes the marching orders for the thousands of volunteers who roam the streets of Beijing in their trademark blue and white shirts.
Smiley, friendly, and, hospitality.
Which sometimes, says Ling, gets a little tough with all the negative press about her country.
Maybe we will be, angry about this matter because, we can do the best, but the feedback is not good.
The Chinese are hoping the feedback improves as they hope the gray, polluted haze over their city lifts so the smiles from thousands of helpers can stay as genuine as they are now. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.